The Bible says this: it makes no difference who you are or where you're from. Thank God for that. If you want God and you're ready to do as he says, the door's open. It's open. So they're for anybody. How do I get them? How do I get these benefits in my life? I want total forgiveness. I want deep healing. I want real freedom. How do I get these? Well, I got to get adopted into God's family.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, today we continue in the series called He Did It All For You. In these lessons, Rick looks at the life-changing significance of the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ. If you'd love to help the kids you know learn God's Word, then stay with us. Because in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you about God's Big Plans For Me, an easy-to-understand storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. You can take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 99000 to find out more. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called He Did It All For You.
I've discovered after talking to so many people, I think the healthiest emotion that people have is the attitude of gratitude. It'll do more for your life than anything else, being grateful, being thankful. But I'm also just as convinced that the most detrimental emotion in your life is bitterness. It's resentment. It's holding on to a grudge, holding on to a hurt. Why? Because when you hold on to a hurt, you're not hurting that other person, you're just hurting yourself. Some of you were hurt by somebody 5 years, 10 years ago, long time ago, and you're still letting them hurt you today because you're holding on to the hurt. And every time you remember it, it hurts you again. That's dumb. They can't hurt you anymore unless you let it. And the way you let it is by holding on to it. You gotta let it go. You say, well, they don't deserve to be forgiven. Well, neither do you. Forgiveness is not about being fair. Forgiveness is about doing the right thing, and you forgive them not because they deserve it. You forgive them because you don't want to be burdened by it the rest of your life. And as long as you hold on to your hurt, it's like drinking poison and hoping they die. It doesn't work. When you're worrying about somebody else, you're frustrated, you're bitter against somebody else, you're sitting here, stomach's churning, you got ulcers, you got headaches, you got backaches, you got all these problems. They're out there eating a steak at Claim Jumper. They're not even thinking about you. Who is your hurt? Who is your anger hurting? Nobody but you. You need emotional healing. I'll never forget, years ago, I think it was the first year of the church, a woman came to Saddleback, and she had been blind in one eye for about a year. And one day, I was teaching, and I happened to be teaching on this subject, on letting go of bitterness, letting go of resentment. And Judy said, you know, I sat there in that chair, and in the quietness of that moment, I said, God, you have forgiven me. You've let me off the hook. You've totally given forgiveness to me. I'm going to forgive my ex. They've hurt me. I'm not going to let them hurt me anymore. I'm going to let them go. In the quietness of that moment, she got her eyesight back. No fancy miracle, no healing evangelist, no emotional moment. In the quietness of that moment, her eyesight came back the moment she was forgiving. I could tell you 100 stories like that. I remember one time before I even started Saddleback, I was about 18 years old, and I was invited to speak in a little church up in Northern California, in Clear Lake, California. Little church, about 75 people. And I was there like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And on Saturday, we went to visit some people in the church who, in those days, they used to call shut-ins, which mean they couldn't get out of the house because they were immobilized by some physical ailment. And that Saturday afternoon, I went to go see a guy named Carl. When I walked in, Carl was a Vietnam vet who had been crippled since the Vietnam War. And I walked in and I began to talk to him and sat on the side of his bed. He was laying there and it was pretty quick. It was real obvious. Carl was a very angry man. And as I just talked to him, I let it all come out and he just spewed it all out. He was angry at the government for forcing him into a war that he didn't believe in. He was angry at his platoon leader for sending him up a hill that caused all of his illnesses. He was angry at the VA for not taking care of him. He was angry at his relatives for not understanding his pain. He was angry at the church for not caring. He was angry at his church. He was just a bitter man. And as I sat there on the side of his bed, I looked at him and said, Carl, do you believe in healing? He said, I don't know. I said, well, I do. I don't know why God heals some and others. I don't know, but I know that we're to pray. But I tell you this, God may want to heal you, but I guarantee you he's not going to heal you, because first he wants you to get rid of that anger. You got to let it go. And I talked to him about it, and in the next few minutes, tears began to come down Carl's eyes. And he bowed his head, and he invited Jesus Christ into his life. And I just saw the anger flow out of him and the love of God start to flow in. Prayed with him, thanked him, left. Didn't think I'd ever see him again. The next day, Sunday morning, I got up to speak, and I spoke in this little church, about 75 people, and all of a sudden I looked, and at the very back, Carl had wheeled in a wheelchair and was behind the last row in the church. And I saw him sitting there the whole time. And at the end of the service, I said, you know, if any of you, maybe you need somebody to pray for you, I'd be glad to do that. I invite you to just come down here after the service is over, and I'll be here at the front after service. You can just come, and I'll be glad to pray with you. Without another word, I saw Carl get up out of that wheelchair and walk down to see me at the front. He collapsed in my arms, and we prayed together, a man who had not walked in 15 years. You don't know what God wants to do in your life if you just do it the way he tells you to do it. What kind of healing do you need in your life? On the cross, Jesus didn't just pay for your sins and give you forgiveness. He also took your suffering and your sorrow and your sickness. Did you know that?
That's Pastor Rick Warren with just a portion of today's study called He Did It All For You. The rest of today's message is coming your way in just a few moments. If you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or Instagram, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. That's PastorRick.com.
The Bible says, children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in your neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help them get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. And a great way to do that is with a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. It's a storybook Bible by Pastor Rick Warren. This 223-page, hardcover, full-color, beautifully illustrated children's Bible includes 40 well-loved Bible stories to help kids get the most from God's Word. Each Bible story has an introduction from Pastor Rick that helps readers, young and old, understand the Word of God, so that they can begin to discover God's great purposes for their lives. You'll see their eyes light up as they really start to get what God wants to say to their young hearts and minds. God's Big Plans for Me is so much more than just a book filled with cute pictures of Bible characters. It's a fun and effective way to introduce grade school-age children to God's everlasting truths. Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. Supplies are limited for this beautifully designed resource, so don't wait. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com.
Once again, here's Rick.
Now let me give you another. I said I could give you 60 of these. I'm just going to give you three. Here's the third one. God wants to give you, because of a death benefit to Jesus Christ, because he died for you, total forgiveness, deep healing, and number three, true freedom. What I mean by that, you write this down. I get the power to break free. I get the power to break free from controlling forces. Now, this is a big one, and I want you to understand how important it is to your life that you get the power to break free from controlling forces. The truth is, we don't realize how much we let ourselves be controlled by other things and other people. You do it all the time. So do I. We let all kinds of things control us. We let our moods control us. So you do then because you feel like doing it or you don't feel like doing it. You're manipulated by your moods. And you're controlled by your moods. Your moods aren't always right. You can get a mood from a bad burrito. Moods are not, I just do what I feel. We let the media control us. Here's a big one. We let the approval of other people control us. You do that all the time. The way you walk, the way you talk, the way you act, what you say, what you smell like, and everything else. You let the approval, some of you are trying to get the approval of people who died 20 years ago, and you're still trying to get it. We let our past control us. Listen, your past is past. It can't control you anymore. It's over. Your past is past. You can learn from the past, but you can't live in the past. We let our fears control us. Oh, baby, do you do this? There are things that you could have done with your life, but you haven't because you let your fears control you. We let our memories control us. And bad memories or good memories control us one way or the other. We let culture control us. We let the weather control us. We let the devil control us. We let money control us. I've seen people watch their family crumble because they were letting money control them. And they were making decisions on what's the most profitable thing. Where do I make the most money? Not what's best for my family. We let sex control us. We get into all kinds of bad relationships simply because we got a quiver in the liver. And all of a sudden you went by your glands instead of your plans on that date. And you let your sex drive control you. We let people who've hurt us control us. But most of all, we let our old nature, that self-centeredness that's inside every one of us, control us. Now, if you know the Lord in your life, you've got two competing forces going at you. Your old nature, your human nature says, be self-centered, be selfish, always do what's best for me. Don't worry about anybody else. I got to do what's best for me. I got to think about me, 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 me. I. The middle letter of pride is I. The middle letter of sin is I. It's all about me. And that on the one hand, and then you've got God's Spirit in you who said, no, it's not all about you. There's a lot more to it than that. And there's this constant warring going on. The battle's constant in your life. Did you know the Bible has a lot to say about this? Look at this verse up here on the screen. Paul says, he's given a personal testimony. He says, you know, I don't understand myself at all. See if you relate to this. He says, for I really want to do what's right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do the very thing that I hate. And even when I'm doing it, I know it's not right. And I know I'm harming myself. In other words, it's self-destructive. But I just can't seem to help myself. My old nature controls me, you know, those old habits. And I can't make myself do what I know is right. I want to, but I can't. You identify with that? To me, that sounds like me on a diet. I know the good stuff I ought to eat, but do I eat it? Nah. I know that stuff's bad for me. Do I eat it anyway? Yeah. Sometimes, for some stuff, willpower is just not enough to overcome bad habits. Your old nature. Now, this is another problem. It's a third problem that Jesus Christ came to deal with in your life. The power to break free from controlling forces in your life. And he doesn't want to just forgive sin in your life. He wants to overcome it and the power of it and the power of those habits in your life. You do stuff all the time you wish you didn't do. And you've tried to stop, but you can't. And you make New Year's resolutions, and they last about 4 weeks because willpower lasts about 4 weeks. You need a greater power. You need God power, not just willpower. The Bible says it like this, Romans chapter 6. Our old sinful selves were nailed to the cross. There's that word again, nailed to the cross. With Christ, so that sin might lose its power in our lives, the grip in our lives. We're no longer slaves to sin, no longer slaves to fear. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know that we will also share in his new life. And we're sure of this because Christ rose from the dead. He's never going to die again. Death no longer has any power over him. Now, I spent about a month explaining that passage, but let me just say there's an entire book of the Bible that explains that passage. It's called the book of Galatians. You might want to read it if you're interested in how to overcome things that willpower is not enough to overcome. Romans 6, verse 6 says this, our old way of life was nailed to the cross with Christ, a decisive end to that sin, miserable life, and we're no longer at sin's every beck and call. What's he saying? I got a new power now to resist bad habits when I call on the death benefit of the cross. In other words, I'm not fighting the battles on my own anymore. If it's up to me, there's no way I'm going to win against my old nature, my old self. But I've got God on my side. Now he puts his spirit in me. Now I've got additional power. And I don't have to give in to stuff that I don't really want to give in to. A lot of people don't realize they're a slave to their own selves. A lot of times I'll be on some plane going to Tokyo or London or halfway around the world, Hyderabad recently. And I'll be sitting next to a guy for a long time, and one of the questions I like to ask is, how do you define freedom? What's your definition of freedom? What does freedom look like to you? And I've heard this one a lot of times. Guys will say, well, to me, to be free, totally free, means I'm free to do whatever I feel like doing. I said, really? I said, what if your feelings aren't always correct? He goes, well, I think they're always correct. Okay, so if you think that if your feelings are your authority and you always obey them, what you're telling me is your feelings are your God. Well, no, I wouldn't say that. So no, you wouldn't say it, but you're living that way. Because if you always do what you feel, then your feelings are your God. Most of the successes in life and most of the work accomplished in the world tomorrow will be done by people who don't feel like doing it. Maturity is when you go by your commitments, not by your feelings. What if I said, hey, I don't feel like preaching right now. See you later. The truth is, sometimes I don't want to be at church. But I show up. Feelings cannot be your God. If they do, you become a slave to your own feelings. You're manipulated by your desires, by your drives, and you can't even control that. By the way, you know, we have an entire program built on this. It's called Celebrate Recovery. Meets every Friday night. What am I saying? I'm saying this, friend, just as a friend to you. Your biggest problem is you. My biggest problem is me. It's not other people. It's not critics. My biggest problem is me. But the good news is you don't have to fight with yourself on your own. And when you accept the benefits of what Jesus Christ did for you, you get God's spirit, you get God's power, you get God's word, you get his promises, you get other people in his family who help you out. You're not on your own anymore. Now here's the key. Galatians chapter 2, the Bible says this. I've been crucified with Christ. We're talking about Jesus dying on Good Friday. It says, I've been crucified with Christ. And I no longer live in my strength alone. Christ lives in me. His spirit lives in me. And the life that I live in this body, I live by faith. You might circle that. By faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me on that cross. How in the world does that happen? How do I get total forgiveness? How do I get deep healing? And how do I get real freedom, breakthrough freedom from the things that control my life? Well, right there, by faith. It happens in an atmosphere of faith. Miracles happen in an atmosphere of faith, by faith. He says, I do all of this by faith. Now, I've just mentioned three of the 60 benefits. Who are they available to? Well, look at what the Bible says, Acts chapter 10. God accepts anyone from any nation or race who worships him and does what is right. What's the right thing to do? To believe on the Son he sent to die for you. The Bible says this, it makes no difference who you are or where you're from. Thank God for that. If you don't want God, if you want God and you're ready to do as he says, the door's open. It's open. So they're for anybody. How do I get them? How do I get these benefits in my life? I want total forgiveness. I want deep healing. I want real freedom. How do I get these? Well, I got to get adopted into God's family. That contract, that life insurance policy that gives death benefits, it's going to my kids. Sorry, you're not getting it. It's going to my kids and my grandkids. Why? Because they are my kids. Are you God's kid? To get these benefits, you got to be in God's family. They're not for everybody. They're open to everybody, but you got to get into God's family.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you've missed any part of this broadcast, including portions we didn't have time for today, you can go to PastorRick.com and listen online anytime. Pastor Rick will be back in a moment with a final word of encouragement, so please stay with us. The Bible says, children are a gift from the Lord. Do you have special kids that the Lord has placed in your life? Maybe you have your own kids, grandkids, nieces, nephews, or kids in the neighborhood that are part of your life. You can help the kids in your life get closer to God by encouraging them to read God's Word. And we're so excited to tell you about a brand new resource for kids called God's Big Plans for Me. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
In Matthew 19:14, Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these." How do we bring children to Jesus? Well, the best way is to read the Bible with them. You know, when my kids were growing up, I could always see their excitement about Jesus grow every time we read stories from the Bible together. Now, I see that same excitement when I read the Bible with my grandchildren. I love teaching them at such an early age that God created them for a purpose, that they are not an accident, that they matter to God, and that He has a special plan for their lives. So I'm excited to tell you that I've teamed up with a very gifted children's illustrator to prepare a new Bible for children. It's called God's Big Plans for Me, Storybook Bible. Your kids will learn from God's Word in ways that are easy to understand. And long after they learn to read on their own, this storybook Bible is going to keep on encouraging them to trust in God's promises. The God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible contains 40 well-loved Bible stories that will help your kids learn how to apply God's Word to their lives. Each story is beautifully illustrated. It's incredible and includes an introduction from me that encourages them to discover God's great purpose for them. It's fun, it's effective, it's entertaining, it's challenging, it's captivating. It's a great way to introduce children to God's eternal truths. Now, I'll send you this Bible for Children, God's Big Plans for Me Storybook Bible, just as a way of saying thanks when you give a gift to Daily Hope today. We depend on your gifts. I want you to have this as my thank you gift to you. I hope you'll get a copy for all the children in your life, your kids, your grandchildren, nieces, nephews, even children you know in your neighborhood. They'll all love this. We've had nothing but 100% great feedback from people who've seen the God's Big Plans for Me storybook Bible.
Today, when you financially support Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, we'll send you a copy of God's Big Plans for Me. Supplies are limited for this great resource, so contact us today. Just call 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to get yours. That's 800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.